Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Podcast available at TNTRadioEmpire.com. It's all free everywhere you get the radio station. And the radio show, I should say. It's on a couple of some stations out there. Patronize the advertisers. We appreciate that.
On a stream. It's on a couple of apps.
Nick Allen will be here. He saw Slayer a couple of nights ago. I wonder if he can still hear. You know?
Huh?
Yeah, exactly. He'll be here. Slayer.
I think technically it's effing Slayer.
Yeah, I just like that the big concert guy's voice here all over the country, the way he says Slayer. Craig Evans.
Looking forward to a great day today.
It's only Wednesday, Craig, so you got three more days of work.
Yeah.
So don't be too bummed
out.
That's where I'm at. But I'm saying you got 3 days.
Yeah.
You only have two days.
I know you want to get out there and play all the time.
Yeah.
This is why we have the load management.
Right.
This is why we have the weekends off, because you could hurt yourself.
Yep.
Especially like on a meaningless Saturday morning shift. You don't want to hurt yourself then. We need you during the week.
Load management.
Yeah. It's all about
managing your load.
Yeah. The old load management.
Yeah.
I thought we'd been doing that for a long time.
We have.
Oh, yeah, it's been happening for a long time. But
in a different sense.
Craig wants to keep playing.
Oh, we had that metric long before the NBA had that.
Right. We knew when your load.
Burnout was setting in, when potential injury was coming along.
We've had a really, really, Craig, dry spell in the Deadpool. It's pretty rare.
I mean, well, there's the jinx.
I know, but it's one of the longer ones. I don't remember going this long.
I sent you one yesterday that Craig did.
Anybody have it?
I don't think anybody would have had it. It was some old Olympian.
That's what I mean. Somebody actually getting a hit. It seems like it's been at least 3 weeks.
Oh, yeah. I think so. Yeah. I do think so.
Yeah.
So. Today is the anniversary of the birth of the now deceased Dwayne Allman.
Born on this date. However, dead now.
Yes. Which,
he was the coolest, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Elon Musk has to go to trial.
For what?
Defamation.
He hammer another car company or something?
No. If you remember, back in 2018, the kids that were trapped in a cave.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. This was lame.
And Musk called one of the rescuer guys a pedo guy.
Yeah.
Now then, the two of them.
What was his reasoning?
The two of them were actually going at it over the best way to rescue those kids.
That's right. Musk offered that submersible personal submarine. Right.
That's one of the things.
Right,
yeah.
Right. End up using a rope and one guy at a time with the divers. One diver lost his life. Yeah.
Amazing.
It was amazing. They did that.
Amazing.
Kids had to hold their breath in certain areas of the cave.
Did they lose a diver? I thought everybody lived.
No, I think a diver died in the early rescue stages.
Yeah, in the early stages.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so at some point, Elon called one of those explorer guys a pedo guy.
And why?
Because no one knows why.
Because he wanted to grab him instead of using the... It made no sense, did it?
No one knows why.
Yeah.
So a judge rejected Elon's argument to have the suit tossed out.
When you have a lot of money like Elon Musk, people come for you.
They also ruled... Well, they also ruled that this guy is not a public figure.
Yeah, probably not. By the way, why don't
the rescuer guy?
He's probably looking just for a settlement. Elon Musk could just
not a public figure.
Give a guy a few bucks,
which means it's going to be easier to prove defamation.
Yeah,
you got to make blanket statements, like you say that about Boy Scout leaders. You know, you can't name. Yeah, you can't name a specific guy. You say it about priests.
A lot
you
of
can't
priests.
Name
a lot of priests. Not all. A lot of priests.
Yeah. A specific guy.
Yeah, and apparently a lot of Boy Scout leaders too.
Yeah,
a lot.
Now, the attorneys for Musk argued to have the suit thrown out, saying that the term pedo guy...
He never said pedophile?
It's just an insult, not meant to be a statement of fact.
Well, like you said, the worst part was that he was not famous.
You can't call people pedophiles.
Not a public figure.
Yeah, I don't care if they are a public figure.
No, they can't. I think if he's a public figure, he can still sue the guy, right?
You would think
right,
so.
Right. Even if you're razzing your buddy... You don't call him that.
No.
Right.
Unless he is.
Yeah.
Unless your buddy is a pedophile, then you bring it up, you know.
Right.
Yeah. Somebody's buddy's a pedophile.
Right. You can't
hate to say that, but somebody.
Yeah. I don't think you can make a worse smear against somebody. You can call him a murderer.
Oh, yeah, because pedophiles are the ones that get killed in jail.
Right.
Yeah,
that would be better than someone calling you a pedophile.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's the worst one.
Yep, I can't think of any worse accusation that you can lay on somebody.
Yeah. Yeah. So, a couple of Kentucky. Oh, God. I'd forgotten.
What?
There's a story out of...
I know what town you're talking about.
God. I didn't realize I was getting into this so soon. Out of LaGrange, Kentucky.
Still LaGrange, man. Texas or Kentucky.
I think there's LaGranges all over the country.
I'm unfamiliar.
Is that your coffee cup? That's not your coffee cup. I'm starting to distinguish. Was that your ass?
No, that was my coffee cup.
Okay.
I would say if it was my ass. I wish it were my ass.
So do I.
I wish my ass would make more noise.
So do I.
I have the most silent ass in this place.
Yeah. You got four LaGranges. There's 10.
What?
Texas, Georgia, Kentucky, Illinois.
All right.
Yeah. Which one is the most populous LaGrange?
Oh, give me a minute.
Craig turns that off in the car if you see you hear it, right? Because of your bit?
Yeah, I do anymore. And I don't want to.
I know.
But I do anyway.
Can you turn it off when you hear Minnie Riperton? 70 station? Listen to the 70 station somewhere?
No, I don't. Okay.
Yeah, if I type in LaGrange on the Weather Channel, I get 9 of them. Wyoming, Texas, Tennessee, North Carolina, Missouri, Kentucky, Illinois, California, Arkansas.
But this one is, where's this place? What was the byline again on this one?
This is from Kentucky. LaGrange, Kentucky.
Yeah. All right, what happened in Kentucky? You told me that during the break. I'm gonna need my stuttering thing there.
I didn't realize I was gonna get to it this quickly. Yeah. And then I looked down.
You make
I start
your own
to do
order
it,
too,
like,
by
oh no, well, sort of.
True.
It's still sort of random.
Yeah.
A couple of Kentucky state troopers.
Yeah.
Under investigation, happened around 6 o'clock Saturday night. Beverly Todd was in her bedroom watching TV while her three grandkids were out playing in the bedroom. She said she heard this big boom. She thought it was a firecracker. She came out and looked up, and there she seen it was a bullet hole, she said.
Is Todd anywhere near?
You're quoting?
Yeah, I am quoting.
She seen
I
it.
Seen it was a bullet hole?
Yeah.
I seen that bullet hole.
Seen the bullet hole.
According to Todd. The Oldham County Sheriff's Department says that boom came from a gunshot in the apartment above.
Oh, my
the apartment
goodness.
Belonged to Kentucky State Troopers Landon Terry and Dustin Gross, who had just recently moved in. Miss Todd attempted to knock on their door after the shooting, but there was no answer. Her son then called 911. The troopers told sheriff's deputies that they were just moving in and had taken the magazine out of the rifle. They thought it was empty. The trigger was pulled, and the gun, well, boy, that thing just went off all by itself.
Could have killed somebody. I mean, not just a fridge. Or kids. Todd just shot a fridge.
Yeah,
there are kids in the apartment next to you.
It could happen to anyone.
That's true.
When asked if they had notified their sergeant at State Patrol, they told the deputies, no, we're going out. We'll tell him later or something.
Yeah. You know what, though? If that happens anywhere else, I mean, it might not be charged, but there's a little bit more deal with that than just, sorry, it was cops. Don't worry about it. We almost killed the kids playing in the living room below us.
Think nothing of it.
Yeah, Todd just killed a fridge. And actually, the fridge lived, right?
Oh, the fridge is fine.
Yeah.
Wow. Not emotionally.
And it's not a part, but you have your own house.
It just got grazed.
Right.
But you know, I'm also curious if this was their, if it's their service weapon. Do they have to report that it got fired?
Not a department-issued gun that was fired.
Well,
I imagine
think about
they
it.
Still have to...
Are they state troopers or local cops?
State troopers.
Okay.
They still have to be accountable for any time they're anywhere near a gun going off.
I thinking, suppose.
Pay your state troopers more. They got to live together. Think about it, man. LaGrange, Kentucky rent can't be that high.
In a shack outside LaGrange.
I mean, you think you could pay your state troopers so you don't have to shack up with some other state trooper.
Both
these
troopers
guys are... They sound like they're in their like 20s, and they want to live together.
Yeah, that's good.
They're just partying.
That's right.
They are still in training.
Yeah.
The State Patrol says they are not suspended, but they are on time off while a review is conducted. The focus
and they are taking crap from every cop they know for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, the focus of that investigation will be the lack of a response to the apartment downstairs. They just didn't answer the door when the people came up.
Oh,
said, what
Jesus.
The hell?
Jesus.
Yeah,
they're not good
even,
cops. You got to own that, man.
They can't even move.
You got to own that. Sorry.
You have to, unfortunately.
You got
to
own that. Todd owned it with the fridge. Why don't you tell your wife?
Oh, she, I didn't have to tell
her. Oh, she was in the house when she heard it.
She was downstairs.
Something gave him away.
And heard it. Yeah, it's hard to cover up that gun. No, I dropped something. You can't cover up a gunshot.
No, I just farted, honey.
Yeah.
I just farted.
Inside the house, you're right. You're not going to cover up a gunshot.
A chair fell over.
Yeah.
A 9mm chair.
Yeah, I've pretty much screwed up my chances of joining law enforcement.
Well, that, age, drug use.
All those things.
Qualifications.
Ability to run.
Yeah. A lot of factors.
That's a good point. A lot of fat cops can't run, but they were grandfathered in, though. So.
Yeah, but I mean, if they had to make him pass a test.
No,
I couldn't pass the physical test.
Right.
No. Although there's probably a few fatties I could outrun.
Oh, easily. But you wouldn't pass a drug test.
Probably not.
No.
Probably not?
Unless you had the Wizinator 5000 or something like that. But look around. Whose pee are you going to get?
He probably knows someone that could find somewhere.
Someone he knows who knows somebody else who doesn't smoke dope?
Yeah, maybe one of my 5,000 Facebook friends.
Yeah, one of them is a driver that has to stay clean.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got a couple of buddies who drive for a living.
I do, yeah.
I'll have to have my urine shipped in from Pennsylvania. Keep it warm.
Yeah.
But not too warm.
Yeah.
Don't microwave it.
That's right. They get suspicious if it's above body temperature.
I've heard stories.
You do hear stories.
Sir, this is 108 degrees. You should be dead.
The guy I'm thinking about, whatever his pee is, might be drug-free, but you might have something else. You might have a bunch of other stuff. Who knows? Anal cancer's on the rise.
It is.
That's such.
That's a rough segue.
Yeah. Well, we're talking about having other stuff. And there's a big headline on the CNN.com. Anal cancer rates are climbing.
Anal cases and deaths on the rise.
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to bring it up, but damn it. All right.
The most common type of anal cancer, those cases went up 2.7% each year from 01 to 015.
It's big with young black men and women, too, and older people.
A dramatic rise in incidence among black millennials and white women. That's when it starts to get serious.
Yep. Oh, when white women are affected, right? Now it's older white men, too. That's your runs.
That's when we get really concerned.
Right.
I thought I'd read a story here recently about it. I think it was colon cancer was on the rise in young white males.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, because I lost a friend a couple years ago to that in his 30s.
Jeez,
But they don't have any reason why. That's
the colon one.
Yeah.
Okay.
They couldn't put a pinpoint on it.
Yeah.
Scientists have been trying to solve the Darwinian paradox. Are you familiar with the Darwinian paradox?
Solved it yesterday. What are you talking about? Hello.
The Darwinian paradox.
Yeah.
I
saw why do animals...
If I tell you, though, you all know what it's about.
Right, and we can't have that.
Right.
Well, I'll tell them.
Right.
Why do animals practice same-sex sexual activity when it has no obvious evolutionary benefit and could lead to extinction if all members of species practice it?
A butt's a butt. Is that what they came up with?
No.
Okay.
That they just want to get off?
Well, because they're attracted to the same sex, like humans are, some of them.
Well, they're going farther back than that.
Okay.
The researchers at Yale. Well, those idiots.
Yeah.
Those morons.
Nothing good comes out of there.
Yeah.
Think they have the answer. They suggest that our earliest animal ancestors practiced what they called indiscriminate sexual behaviors directed towards all sexes.
Yeah.
Rather than just purely heterosexual sex. Researchers believe
like it's Jesus.
Right. Yeah. Just utter and complete whores.
Yeah.
Researchers believe that rather than evolving after heterosexuality, as previously thought, homosexual behavior was part of our earliest DNA.
Oh, that's going to piss off the Christers.
Yeah. Now, when did the bestiality come in?
I don't freaking know. But, I didn't ask.
If you're a farm boy,
well,
it's pretty early in life.
No, it shouldn't.
Included
no,
in
it shouldn't.
Darwinian
it should not.
Paradox.
It should not.
Yes.
No, you could not be more wrong
than
this.
Well, I think bestiality is pretty early because that had to be one of the original sexes, you know.
We're talking single cell things here.
You got it. Farm boys.
And then not where all the other different variations come in.
Oh,
not all of them, just a couple.
We're talking about amoebas having sex with other amoebas?
Well, and then also other animals as we
the earliest evolve. Multicellular immobile species is when this started.
Oh, I was under the impression that you had to have so many cells before. Yeah, like an amoeba is gender neutral.
This is
multicellular. Multi-cell. This is actually an animal.
This is multicellular.
Okay. Yeah. The very earliest.
Immobile, but they don't move.
The very earliest.
Very earliest.
Yeah, you believe in evolution because you should, because that's.
Earlier theories into why homosexual behavior has persisted through evolution have suggested it's due to mistaken identity. Oops. Thought you were a girl.
Yeah, wink,
heard
wink.
Heard that out of you before.
Wink, wink. So we've been lying since day one.
Or the prison effect.
Gay for the
when
stay.
That's all you got.
Yeah.
Dominance. And just intersexual conflict. That's what they thought. However, these researchers say that there's no need to explain the origins of same-sex sexual behavior because it's always been there.
Thank you.
The heterosexual behavior that's likely a derived trait.
There you go. So you're hetero. We should pick on them.
Yeah. That arose out of the bisexual nature of ancestor species along with the homosexual behavior. This started very, very early. They were looking at the species that include starfish, sea cucumbers, sea urchins. Those all show bisexual behaviors.
Well, that's good to know.
Everybody likes a starfish.
Yeah. The chocolate one especially, yeah. Right?
So they are going to be looking into that a little bit more. An odd little twist on things.
I like it.
Yeah.
Do what makes you happy, man. As long as it's consensual.
Noah.
Love is love. Sex is sex.
Although you should stick to creatures that have...
more than one cell.
Well, in your own species.
Oh, I'm with you on that point. But, you know, most farm boys, 80%...
And more than one cell. Because if you decided to bang an amoeba, you would just destroy that
thing. You would. Unless you're a needle. Yeah. Unless you're a needle.
Noah. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration.
No, with the boat. That was him.
You think we were going into a nice little story here?
No, I just thought, you know.
Thought it might lead to a nice clip.
Yeah.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says that October 2019 was the second hottest October on record.
Told you global warming's fake.
What, to last year?
It's only the second one, probably 2 years ago.
I'm certain it was recent.
Yeah. When was it, Craig?
The agency says the average temperature across global land and ocean surfaces was nearly 2 degrees above the 20th century average in October. It was also just a fraction shy of tying the warmest October from 2015.
Wow.
2015, that is.
4 years ago.
2015. I was reading an article. You got to explain to your friends you don't believe in it, and I know a lot of you have them, or you might be that person. Climate and weather are two different things. So when you say it's cold outside, doesn't mean that global warming's not
weather.
Happening. Yes,
it's not weather. Climate.
Yeah.
The five warmest Octobers have all taken place since 2015.
If you have a friend like that, don't even bother talking to
no,
them.
No, don't.
Yeah, because
and don't hang out with them either.
If you say climate, weather, they always got something.
Yeah, yeah, they're idiots.
It's well, that's fake news,
right?
Well, that's fake.
That's
science.
It. Though, yeah,
yeah. Well, I just don't believe it.
Yeah.
Everybody's got a retort now.
Yeah, they do.
No matter how
bad ones, no fact, no fact base, but you know, whatever.
It used to be dumb guys didn't have a retort, but
they didn't.
Now they
got
a whole,
some reason I can't place my finger on.
Yeah, they got a whole repertoire.
Now. Yeah,
they got a holster full of them.
Check your social media.
Better yet, don't.
No, you're right.
Tony Ruggles appeared in a Des Moines court a couple of days ago. A judge asked him if he was indeed Mr. Ruggles, and he said, "I am not. I'm Jesus."
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, well, case dismissed.
All right. Jesus H. Ruggles.
By the way, I met Jesus H. Christ on Saturday.
Did you really?
Yeah. At the Funny Bone.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a Deadpool name, right?
Yeah. In between shows, we were leaving.
Hopefully you weren't like, was he right behind you? Hi, I'm Jesus H. Christ.
No. No, like I say, Jesus H. Christ was on the in line, and I was on the out line.
Dude, we can walk up to you and say, hey, I'm Jesus
H. Christ. Stop me on the way out.
Suck it, Jesus.
Oh!
Hey, I'm Jesus
Holy
H. Christ.
Cow.
Hey, nice to meet you.
Suck it, Ruggles.
Did he look like what I think Jesus H. Christ would look like?
No.
Beard, long hair, white guy? White guy.
White guy, yeah.
Good looking white guy, too. The one I always see.
Oh, you want another one?
Sure. Oh, I do. No, yeah, go with that. Sure.
Oh, you want another?
No, I really wasn't even paying attention.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A woman in Argentina looking at charges after being caught with a fake baby bump full of drugs. Authorities say the unidentified woman was crossing the border into Chile.
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 When she was detained, she was wearing a fake stomach. It was filled with 15 bricks of marijuana, along with a couple hidden in her bag. All the weed found weighed about 9 pounds. She's now been charged with a count of drug smuggling.
So they found, there were 10 pounds in there. They found 9. That's what it sounds like.
And,
fake baby bump, huh?
They found 2 of the 3 bags hidden.
In the belly or in the vagina?
In her bag.
Okay. Yeah. All right. How do you know? Dog go crazy for her belly or what?
It was obvious.
It wasn't a good one. They make the fake ones.
Yeah, but if I remember correctly, when they touched her, it felt odd.
Yeah, plastic and full of weed.
Yeah, that.
Let me thump your belly.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.